All of the government programs that we don't like are funded by theft. All of the government programs that we do like... Oh, sorry, there aren't any. Government is the reason that healthcare is expensive. Government is the reason you can't go to college. Taxation is theft.
And welcome to Taxation is Theft, the show that talks about all the ways the government is ripping you off. Broadcasting live on Facebook and YouTube from an underground bunker deep within the jungles of Mexico. I'm Dan Taxationist Theft Berman, former candidate for President of the United States, and I'm currently running for governor of Texas. And I'm required by law to tell you, you should not listen to this show if you suffer from Tourette's, because it will make you swear uncontrollably. Today, I've got Mr. Pink with me. He is a hemp marketer with some pretty interesting connections and deep insight into the world of corrupt politicians. He's got a story that goes beyond civil asset forfeiture. It's criminal fraud involving Mitch McConnell, Rand Paul, Carolyn Maloney, and James Comer, and a bunch of really other high-profile, interesting people, some corrupt, some trying to help or trying to get some help. So this is going to be a really interesting story. Before we get into it, I of course again want to ask you, I am again asking for your financial support. We need help. We need money to keep this thing running. And of course, we've got so many other projects outside of this. We're distributing counter propaganda of taxation is theft across the country. And of course, this all helps the campaign for governor and everything else. So if you want to support the show, if you like what you hear, if you like the information that we bring you, head on over to taxationistheft.cards and get a t-shirt, get a hat, get a flag, get some cool swag that we have over there. If you want to support my campaign for governor, you can head over to danforfreedom.com. And of course, make sure you follow, subscribe, copy, paste, comment, like, share, tweet, all that kind of fun stuff to help spread the word about this show. And now, on to the show. Mr. Pink, welcome. How's it going?
Good day, Daniel. As well, and you?
Pretty good. So this is an interesting story, and we've been talking about it for a while. It's just absolutely mind-blowing how deep this goes. You have a street criminal who like steals, you know, he mugs somebody and takes $50, robs a liquor store, takes a couple $100, whatever. But then you have politicians who are in suits who are telling us that they are there taking money from us through taxation, of course, another form of theft. They're telling us they're there to protect us, and they're running this government as smoothly and perfectly as they can. And really, all they're doing is they're stealing from us in other ways. And this is like, this is an instance where this is not a system of taxation. This is literally walking up to someone, not literally, pretty much it's closer to walking up to somebody with a gun and saying, "Hey, I'm taking your stuff." So let's give me the backstory on this. How did this whole thing go down? How did this start, and what happened?
Well, that's a long question, and China. Let's start off with China. And
China.
HMI. Yes. HMI is a CBD conglomerate that Keith Taylor out in California went over to China 7 times, and he brought the CBD technology to extract and to get to the 99 percentile, which is pharmaceutical grade. And in doing so, the FDA, DEA, all the alphabet boys took notice of this lad. And from there, he went in partnership with the Chinese in Kentucky, and promised to build a plant. Well, he raised 2,300 acres of industrial hemp for CBD extraction. And 2,300 acres was stolen from him. And KDA, Kentucky Department of Agriculture has hot books and are discrediting him and defaming him and just breaking him. And all these things are going on, and no lawyer wants to help him because he's got a charge on him. So that's where it all started from. To, like I said, this is a mad, sick situation that no one wants to be held accountable and nobody really wants to touch.
So now, so he put in all the work. He made the connection with this Chinese company. He acquired the land. He built the farm. He grew the crop on what did you say, 2,300 acres?
Yes, it's parcels. And what Keith Taylor did was, is he was the orchestrator. He put it all together. He had subcontractors. This is America. So he was the mastermind or the puppet master pulling all the strings. And but he didn't plant it. He hired a subcontractor, JT Workman, who has experience with KDA on some dodgy business, let's just say. So we're trying to get the story out of JT Workman's problems with accounting and problems with cropping and so forth. So he put his money into this, over $1.2 million. And the lawyers in the legal fight have taken out $1 million. So it's just a mad exchange of breaking a man who is trying to help America. And if you look at all the cannabis magazines and Hemp World Day, they're taking it back over to China. And he's furious. So he tried to create an industry of hemp for America.
And so what, how exactly did this happen? I mean, like and who's involved with this? Because you said like Mitch McConnell basically like owns his farm now, right?
Well, the court systems, the first district of Kentucky had three different custodians put in. So now we're getting into the court systems and how Kentucky Kangaroo Court and Kentucky Good Old Boy Law took place. And that's where James Coomer and Mitch, and as Mitch's wife is Chinese, Department of Transportation, you know. So they're moving Kentucky cannabis with the masking of hemp. You have a semi filled three-fourths of cannabis, and then at the butt end of it, you put hemp. Well, what's, when you swing those bloody doors open, what are you going to see? Hemp. And Mitch McConnell and James, they wrote a law about the Industrial Hemp Act and don't touch our trucks. So, hello, these politicians are the haves, and they're making cannabis illegal and keeping it illegal so they can profit. And nobody is picking this up. And FBI Louisville, all the way to FBI Douglas Leth Inspection Division, that is the internal affairs of FBI, has had a conversation with Keith Taylor. Send me the package. How do you know there's not an investigation? The worst runaround you can imagine. And that's why we're on your show. We're very grateful to calmly, clearly explain all the names and all the actions that have taken place of the great hemp robbery of 2018. 20 million pounds.
So that's a lot of weed.
Hemp.
So, well, but you're saying, I mean, so on this, on these farms now, they were growing, so Keith Taylor was growing hemp, but you're saying now the owners of this land, or the people who have this land now are growing cannabis on it also. And they're using,
I'm saying this 60 years, Kentucky is the outdoor grow of the United States. That's what's been going on in Kentucky. There is the cornbread mafia and so forth. So this understanding that cannabis is grown in Kentucky is known. Google it, look it up, okay? What the politicians have been able to do is to mask it on a massive scale and keep it cannabis illegal so they maintain the profits. So yes, the farmers in Kentucky, some of them grow cannabis, some of them grow hemp, and then some of them grow hot crop hemp. When it goes above 0.3, they can't sell it. It must be destroyed by fire, by berry, by chemical. So learn that term, America, hot crop. Keith Taylor was presented by Bluegrass Hemp and Wellness to purchase 500,000 pounds of hemp, registering 8 to 15% THC, hot crop, with 2 million this season available to him. And then a pledge, 10 million pounds of hot crop. So you have to understand the farming part of this. And you have hemp, you have cannabis, and then you have hot crop. That's when the seeds in the hemp gets too hot and they need to destroy it. But no one's going to lose money in this. And that is the DEA, USDA, OIG, FBI exposure investigation that is not going on. Cowards, paid off, cover up.
So it sounds like there's two issues here. One is what's been taken from Keith Taylor, and I mean, because we've known for a long time, right, that politicians are, you know, they want to keep cannabis illegal while they legalize all the pharmaceuticals that are killing people. They legalize cannabinol or it's like the pharmaceutical version. The synthetic THC. You know, they've had that legal for a long time. They're making profit off of it with all their big pharmaceutical buddies, while we're not allowed to smoke weed, which might be lower grade than that synthetic stuff. So I think that's a separate issue. It's still a very big issue. But what I want to know is what exactly happened with Keith? How do you steal a 2,300 acre farm?
The crop was baled on several parcels, 6,841 bales. The court system in First District says that there was only 300 bales. When you place a charge on somebody and lock them up in LA County Jail for 5 months on intimidating a participant during a legal procedure, are you going to go back and try and have your day in court? No. You got locked up for 5 months. You got PTSD. Your life is trashed. So he was an international businessman. And an international businessman makes moves, makes plays all over the world. And he had people in charge to take care of it. And they moved it around and said, sorry, you're incompetent. You lost it. I don't answer to you anymore. I quit. So those are his personal staff that quit on him because they cut side deals. And one of those, Frank Quinn, who is relatives of HMI and has relatives in the Red Army. So that's what needs to be investigated, is the connection between China and America in the hemp. But that's how you lose, is through the courts. And he had Frost Brown Todd, the largest cannabis law firm in Kentucky, the leaders of the Hemp Roundtable. And yes, Daniel Cameron, Attorney General of Kentucky, is a former partner of Frost Brown Todd. Look it up. And they use the intimidating witness on the Black Lives Matters protesters on his lawn in July 15th, and the charges were dropped July 17th. What I'm trying to say here is Kentucky is very, very dirty with the production of cannabis and with the masking of cannabis through transportation using the industrial hemp pilot program of Murray State. Kentucky was the first state to get industrial scale, and Keith Taylor was that guy. And they shunned him, they disgraced him, and they stole from him, and nobody is willing to investigate them.
So, it sounds like a complicated, everything sounds like it's interconnected. And of course, you know, who do you ask to investigate anything? It's always, the government is the investigator, right? And of course, when they're involved. And so, like, you said you've got, like, Mitch McConnell is, what's his part in this?
He wrote the law to mask the cannabis runs, the transportation with hemp. He wrote the law saying the police are not able to pull over a truck that has a manifest, a bill of lading of industrial hemp. Get it? So if you wrote that bill, you're protecting what's in that trailer. And that's right. How you, as your wife, as DOT, you can move stuff around the nation.
Right.
And nobody's reporting on this.
I don't know. That's a difficult one when you talk about reporting, it's absolutely something that should be reported. But at the same time, I think anybody who identifies as a libertarian or an anarchist, I think they would be happy to hear any law saying that you can't search a truck. But at the same time, it's, you can't search our trucks, but if we pull you over for not using your blinker and we smell weed, we're allowed to search your car. So I think that is pretty interesting. Some of these other names that you mentioned, go ahead.
If I could bring up, and for your audience to Google, Pawhuska County, Oklahoma, January of 2019 was over 18,000 pounds of cannabis. That was one of the trucks that had Keith Taylor's super sack in the tail end. The sheriff of this county in Oklahoma pulled everything out and tested everything, and he was able to determine cannabis was the major part of the load and hemp wasn't. So, aha, Oklahoma News 6 has been reporting on this. But again, we're not getting the full story, or the message is being covered up. So we have an actual traffic stop where the local, I believe it was the Osage Nation, okay, native land we're talking about here, said, you don't tell me what to do. I do the law, and this truck is dirty. So we have those, that information that is tying everything together and so forth. This is not speculation. This is not tinfoil stuff. This is traffic stops that explain what is going on. Please.
So, I have a comment coming in here that he thought most pot still came from the black market. So are these guys still, who's doing this then? So let me ask you that. Who's actually growing this stuff? Who are they selling it to, and how are they making money on this?
It is the black market, the cornbread mafia. There's books on it. Look it up. And they're the ones that are running it out of Kentucky. And then it goes to all four corners of our nation. And if you want 8 to 15% of hemp, we're not talking dispensary stuff here. You know, not diamonds and wax and shatter. We're talking about good old boy cannabis and pot and weed and a baggies and so forth, bricks. But it's American-made bricks, not Mexican brown bricks. And that's what's being moved about. So, and yes, so, the black market.
So are these people connected to Mitch McConnell where they're somehow paying him off to pass these laws? I mean, that's
donations, donations, donations.
Right.
Yes.
Right, right.
I mean, How do you stay in? He's 85 years old and he's running again. And libertarian Brad Banner, I don't know what to do. I'm too small. So we've reached out to the Libertarian Party of Kentucky, Robert Perry and Chris Wells. Those are three names that any of your listeners, please knock on their door and just say, what are you doing about this? And the LP can bring shame and bring flashlights to this crime because they are keeping cannabis illegal for profit only. Just that. The haves do not want to let go of cannabis, so they're going to break men like Keith Taylor and do what they needed to do, and they needed industrial-scale hemp to mask the cannabis being moved. It's a logical follow-the-dot kind of scenario we're looking at, but Louisville, Kentucky, James Robert Brown, section chief, it will not investigate this. There are two federal complaints written up from a California special agent and shipped in or sent to Louisville as a professional courtesy. Douglas Leff, L-E-F-F, Assistant Director of Inspection Division, knows of this, people. So we have to get Douglas Leff to open the case. Two quick things. 18-208 is the federal crime of an elected politician collecting money. Greg Terry, who is a mayor, but in Kentucky they call them judges down there. Quite confusing, quite nerve-wracking. But he has that charge or that complaint. And then about nine parties, including Greg Terry, have 18-1031, major fraud against the United States. If you're growing cannabis and you're not taxing it, the federal government is being defrauded. So just like Al Capone, you know, we got to look at the taxation laws. And that's the first charge in February of 2020. That was a professional courtesy. There's no open case on that. So we are giving your audience two open federal complaints for them to study, to know, to learn. That's what Mitch James is getting all involved, because James Coomer is a good buddy of Greg Terry. We got photographs. We got email exchanges. So we got the evidence. We're missing the investigators with the balls or with the character. And as you know, with Spygate, there was resignations and demotions. And we have gone to the FBI, DC, Louisville, California, all of them, asking for somebody to be held accountable and to do their job.
So, man, I mean, what can you do, right? Because you can't rely on the government to do anything. And part of me is like, you know, so what? They're growing and selling weed. That's the American dream. But it's, you know, like you said, it's the fact that they're keeping it illegal for us while they're going to sit back and profit from it. And of course, you know, they control the police and the government and the rules and everything else to keep them off their own backs, so they can sell and profit while we're not able to.
Did you just say they control the police like a cartel? The hemp cartel of Kentucky exists, America. And your audience needs to know that with the judges, the law enforcement, the transportation, they have a cannabis cartel in Kentucky. And Frost Brown Todd is a large part of this.
Now, let me jump over to Rand Paul. You brought his name up. How's he involved in this?
He knows the players, and when he was approached to do something, he did nothing. Since he lives in Kentucky, he serves in Kentucky, he knows Mitch, he knows James, he knows Keith. Keith was given the highest honor a civilian can get, an admiralship, and then they still have an open charge. This is hypocrisy in Kentucky, to where you award a man, colonel, admiral, this designation, but then you slap a charge on him? This is how back-ass-words Kentucky is. They will pump you up, use you and abuse you, and then when it's time and over, spit you out. So we have the letter from Rand Paul acknowledging Keith Taylor's with this admiral position. And they're hands off. This is too complex. This is too hard. Or like you were talking in the past, politicians want to be politicians. They don't want to be leaders seeking truth in justice. That's not what they're in for. They're in for the show. And we really are trying to get these politicians out and character-driven politicians in and expose this network of, yes, you can do something about this when you are put on notice. You can ask questions, you can interview people, and you create evidence. And then turn the evidence over to the investigators and turn it over to the law enforcement. And it's when you hold the law enforcement accountable and not line their pockets and have them corrupted, then true justice will take place. But not until then. So, DC, so, Douglas left.
And you've been trying to get this to the media to spread the word about this and get the word out there, but you've been getting stonewalled, right?
Worse than stonewalled. But thank you. The three that I would like to bring up, very short. I mean, we've sent out 52 letters. Yes, paper letters. Okay, because of COVID, everybody's working remote. We've been hearing that. I didn't get your letter. That was the commissioner's secretary of Kentucky State Police. Certified mail. So we sent out certified mail, first-class mail. And they're not even getting their mail. We get emails, fax. Yes, digital fax, a paper trail. And phone calls, dropping voicemail messages and recording one-sided. Not recording a phone call. Not. But you as a citizen can record voicemail drops. That is an evidence log. So we have those. So we have the Attorney General criminal investigation of Kentucky. 4 sentences saying, we're not going to help you. We're not going to look into this. Quit trying to use a criminal charge on a civil case. And goodbye. Okay, and all that kind of stuff. Keith Taylor has a criminal charge on him, so he can't defend his civil case. So the state of Kentucky knows this so well. And again, Breonna Taylor, they charged 87 protesters with the same charge. Look it up. This is manipulation, abuse of power, abuse of process, and no attorney has lost their license. And this is how sick the courts are, how infested they are. And we got to call them out on this. So with that being said, Epic Times, who did the Spygate, but they're conservative Chinese. So are they going to bring noise to Mitch McConnell's door? No. Keith Taylor went to Los Angeles, got pictures outside and inside, dropped off a packet. Nothing. Epic Times, fancy little commercials. You care nothing about America. You only care for the red, and you only care for who's paying you to care. You're caught. Then, marijuana movement, also known as High Times. This story just isn't for us. So we're getting blown off by the oldest and one of the leading nations, cannabis rags, Leaf Nation. We tried it a different way. We tried to solicit them or pay for an advertisement. A full page ad in Leaf Nation is $2,000, one shot. And we needed to get clearance before we put the money down. And we're going to have raising money for a documentary to tell the story. And we don't think this is right for our audience. Thank you. So those are the mainstream media won't touch this. Specific media, Epoch Times, who hates the FBI and exposed the DOJ, won't touch this because it's not it's protecting the red and it has nothing to do with the blue. And then we went to every investigative journalist, DC, San Francisco, Relay, Rolling Stones, The Source. So we got, you know, over 25 letters gone out. Nobody's picking up this story. We tried to buy advertisement on this story and we got shut down. So what works is podcasts. What works is alternative media. And that's why we're at your show today. And we appreciate that. And we're hoping we can expand the web and get this documentary made. And Hulu and Netflix, with all their pedophilia issues, might put it on or not.
So if anybody's listening and wants to get involved or wants to help, what can they possibly do?
Swarm, and that is an organized contact you, because Mr. Pink doesn't want to catch a charge. That's why my voice is my voice, my covering is my covering. Keith Taylor still has this charge on him, folks. I step into Kentucky, why won't I catch the same charge, right? Okay, so let's get real here, okay? So we got to do it to where we swarm them and just say Caroline Maloney, who is the majority leader of Oversight and Reform House. Guess what? James Comer just got elected the minority leader of Oversight and Reform. He needs to reform KDA. He needs to reform the cannabis and hemp laws that are going apeshit in his home state. So that's how, by contacting you, we'll have a list of people to bang on. And that means phone, fax, email. And just say, why are you letting this go? How dare you? Get your Greta on. How dare you? Keep cannabis illegal and have the haves profit from this. You have been caught. We know the traffic stops. We know where the bodies are buried, per se. And we don't want it to get to death, okay? Keith Taylor is experiencing flyovers. He's experiencing SUV routes. And if people don't know what that means, helicopters buzzing his house. That is a flyover. SUVs, the dark out SUVs running routes. Imagine an SUV not parked out in front like in the movies, but parked and then speds off. Over and over in rotation, different directions, different vehicles, pattern of intimidation. This is a Stanford graduate of economics who broke the story of coke, and that's petroleum coke, not cocaine, but petroleum coke market manipulation. CBD extract used to be $20,000 a kilo. It is now roughly about $900 a kilo, and the grades are off. So we're seeing market manipulation where you dump the product. Nobody can afford it or to produce it. There's no profit in it. And then when you squeeze out market competition, then you're the king. You're the monopoly. So we're seeing that, folks, in cannabis and hemp. And Keith reported on it on Coke Petroleum, that's the raw shale and such, before, and got in serious trouble with that. But he's just one of those guys. He's a special force Marine. He guarded nukes, okay? That's what his security detail, nukes, and so forth. So he's been an undercover investigator, a UCI informant, with the FBI, and they turned his back on him. I know the agent, special agent's names and numbers. You know, you could call him up and just say, why did you let this happen? We have sort of like a swarm sheet. So what we're just trying to do is get bodies willing to participate. Vet us out. Read the evidence. Do that first. We need you to be educated and informed of the crimes. And then the action is just sworn. You're an elected official. What are you doing about this? You can't ignore me. And the more voices and the louder we get in the targeted people that we keep on banging on, the investigation has to break. That's what we're asking. Week 37, September of 2020. Now, mind you, Keith Taylor was picked up in July 11th of 2019 and released on the streets December 12th, 2019. Okay? He still has this open charge on him. And that's why we don't want you catching this charge either. So we do what we do.
This charge is in Kentucky?
Yes, sir. Intimidating.
But he's not in Kentucky now. He's in California. Is that right?
Correct. But he can't go back into Kentucky.
Right.
Kentucky State Police Internal Affairs contacted him saying, you just need to come back to Kentucky and have your day in court, son. We're not going to open an investigation on Detective Corey Hamby, who police abuse by Don Jackson of Los Angeles, California, now in Tallahassee, Florida. Look up police abuse and type in Corey Hamby. Corey Hamby, as a trooper, beat up a black mentally challenged individual, and it's an open case. This is a hot dog. This is bloodlust of a Leo law enforcement officer. So this person made up these charges and threatened, and we got a pattern of intimidation. So Corey Hamby needs to be taken off the force. And you can Google it. Police abuse. You see what he did to that guy. And we got the emails and we got the write-ups on what he did to Keith. But again, because he has this charge on him, Kentucky State Police will not open an internal affairs investigation. They're hiding behind it. They're masters of the chessboard. And Daniel Cameron knows of this. And he is a black man. And he comes from Frost Brown Todd, the same law firm as Jonathan Miller, head of the Hemp Roundtable, and Edward Glasscock, the chairman of Frost Brown Todd. And if you look at the relations to Jen Khanna and Shavi Seed, you are saying how the government protects. These corporations went bankrupt. Google it. Look at all the CBD extract companies that have gone in bankruptcy protection. I have Kentucky farmers saying Jen Khanna took her money and took her crops and never paid for them. Then they went into bankruptcy. Jen Khanna filed for a $700 million restructuring. Vertical Wellness down in Tennessee, also in Kentucky, is a viable extraction plant that is alleged to have Keith's crops and already processed it. People get paid in CBD extract, just like the cartel. Mexican cartels used to buy Range Rovers and sell and just give them as payment. Well, you can give CBD extract as cash. And that's what's been going on with 20 million pounds. You get the hemp, you concentrate it, then you have the extract, and then you use that as money being moved around the world. And so people got to understand, you got coca, yayo is one type of money, and CBD extract is now and has been a form of money. And that's how they got rid of all that biomass and product and so forth, and shrunk it down so it was transportable. Very wicked stuff. Very wicked stuff.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's deep. There's a lot of people involved in this, and it's
and we're working on.
It's when you deal with the police. I mean. One of the things that kind of got me into this whole liberty movement was when I had my run-ins with the cops, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm going to report you. I'm going to sue you." Right? This is what, you know, us normies would think the first time you get harassed by a cop when you know you're not doing anything wrong, and the cop's just being a dick. And then you actually try to do something and you find out they don't want to take a report a lot of the times. They will. I've seen videos of people being harassed. I want to leave a report. Oh, well, what's the report about? Oh, well, you have to come in the back and we have to fill out the information and you have to tell me what it's about before I can give you the form. And, you know, just doing whatever they can just to not give you the form. It's absolute bullshit. And this is on a very small level. When you've got something much bigger going on, involving multiple officers, possibly even police chiefs, sheriffs, judges, everything else, what's internal affairs going to do? I mean, when you have a police chief that can say, no, yeah, you're not going to investigate that case, or when the internal affairs guy is part of it, that's absolutely nuts. How big is
just
this?
Just to mention.
Yeah.
Just to mention, when Keith Taylor demanded the Pulaski County, Oklahoma police report, or he demanded a stolen property report from KSP, Kentucky State Police, because the district attorney of Oklahoma said, give us a report if you think this hemp is yours. When Keith Taylor was pushing for that, I need this police report. That's where this charge came up with. And it's very nebulous because we got dates of December. He threatened Judge Terry by song, bad words, by Spotify. It's in the affidavit. He threatened him by song is one version. Another story, he put a gun in a camera. I'm coming to get you. Okay. But again, we can't get this evidence, and no lawyer wants to take the case on contingent because the guy has no money. He's been broken by four law firms, three in Kentucky, one in Chicago, Illinois. Okay. And so forth. So where I wanted to get to is, demand a police report. Be careful when you demand a police report, because that is the biggest aha. That is the paper trail, popo fear. If you get a police report and you're seeing this right now happen in this story, he did not get his police report to test the product that could prove that it was Fiber Anova and Elecampania, two hemp strains, very specific hemp strains. That is very rare that he purchased $450,000 in seeds in November of 2017 and, wow, and so forth. Okay. And these seeds are fingerprints. They're genetic codes. And he knew enough as an economist on how to protect himself. So he knew if he got that police report, if he knew he had the DNA testing off of that truck, I caught you. And who got hit with U.S. Marshals? U.S. Federal L.A. Central Marshal showed up at his house with a loudspeaker, pulled him out, okay, asked him to step out, didn't no-knock raid and shoot up the place. But he's a Marine. He knows how to go into custody without dying, okay? He knows how to cuff up nice. And that saved his life. And prison or jail is jail, and LA County is LA County, you know? So the Mongrels and the Hell's Angels had his back. Let's just call it like that. And that could be in the documentary. But where I'm going with this is all this corruption is the cartel. And when you have law enforcement, judicial, legal, transportation, everybody saying, not my job, or who this? You know, that's how they're protected. In the elected officials, Caroline and James need to have a come to Jesus, Allah, Buddha moment. okay, and come right with the American people. We know what's going on. We need it investigated. And Douglas Leff is the guy in D.C. that it's on his desk. I contacted L. Stuart Platt, FBI OPR, Office of Professional Responsibility. He's the guy that deals with the FBI agents after the investigation. So I sort of like had to go around to find, because, you know, these are things we find out, you know, in investigation. We, the people, are investigating the investigators. That's how bad it is, folks. And that's what we need your help.
So now, so this guy, Leff, is he... So you said he's got this case, but he's what? Does he have to
he's got a phone call in with Keith. He's requesting a full packet from Keith to send in. And Keith is just like, they're not going to do anything. He's busted. He's tired, you know, and he knows the system's rigged, but we're working on that. And what I'm just throwing out his name for is, as the story continues, Douglas Leff is the guy that is in charge of investigating Kentucky, because Kentucky field office, every state has an office, and James Robert Brown has done nothing. TJ Hanna all the way has a file on Keith, but it's a file, it's not a open report. Okay, there is an email address that Keith has given to him from San Diego or San Jose Tech Valley, and they helped him out a lot, but she was told by her supervisor, stop helping Keith Taylor in July. So, you know, California Xavier Barrera.
Who was told?
Special agent. Uh-huh. Okay. Special agent Stacy La Finiera from Campbell, California, or also San Jose office. She is the lady, the special agent, who has met Keith and knows Keith through his UCI days when he was doing undercover confidential informant work for the FBI. This is how bad it is. He has the agent's names. He has the evidence log when he was working on the Coke market manipulation stuff. And they used them and abused them. So Stacy was told by Stasi mail. Now, one thing about the FBI, it's very rare you get full names, any names, even last names. So we know Stacy Lafreniere worked with Key, so we were able to get her name. We know that Stasi is the mail supervisor at San Jose. Okay, but when you call in, you can't even get the operator's number. They have the system down to where, do you have a case to report on? If you don't, stop calling. We've been told stop calling into Kentucky, or we could get hit with charges of like telephone misuse. If FBI says stop calling, you know, what do you do, right?
Telephone misuse.
So we don't have... Yeah, so that's why we went to D.C. and we started poking around Platt and Leff to say, come on now, you got to get Kentucky to break this case and to share all the notes. Keith Taylor has not been put in the box. He has not been interrogated or interviewed at any length. He's gone and made statements. And to me, growing up watching TV, it's not a case until you get interviewed and interrogated. You know, you can drop statements all over the place, but until the investigators grill you and to see if you're lying, if you're manipulating, if you're tripping up, if your stories don't add up 8 times in a row, we know The Wire. We know Homicide on the Streets. We know how it's done, okay? And they still haven't done that with him. He's got thousands of emails, thousands of photographs, thumb drives parked all over the place, and repetition and redundancy. So we're just asking FBI, DC, Kentucky, step up, accountability, do your job, And if you contact Dan, you know, we'll have the names and numbers and just say, this is ridiculous. Do your job. That's what we're trying to do this summer, fall, is get this broken. And then anybody that has media, you know, we want to document all the media that has shunned us, the bias, the blow-offs. But High Times, nah, you're not that our kind of story. I mean, that's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to get dirty, you know? They don't want to – nobody wants to get involved with this tar baby. This is an automatic death sentence or an automatic intimidation and retaliation. Daniel, I think you said it best that, you know, everybody wants to play politician, but when it comes to doing something right, it's the retaliation a politician fears the most. What are people going to say about him? How is it going to look? Robert Perry, definitely talk to Keith. I don't know what's going on with that. Brad Barron and his campaign manager, Randall Daniel, you know about this stuff. The LP of Kentucky, who was not too kind to you, you know, with debates and so forth, they're so worried about arranging the deck chairs and looking pretty, they could take Mitch McConnell out. That's what's so infuriating over this. If they raised a voice, if they asked questions, and if they solicited this information to Daniel Cameron, Attorney General, and just say, come on, we know you're Frost Brown Todd material, either resign. I mean, he comes from the same law firm. Daniel Cameron should resign. He has no right being in office with first hitting 87 protesters with the same charge, but then dropping it 2 days later, but it's still on. Keith, and lastly, the ambulance chasers. We have contacted Ben Cummings, of California, who dealt with George Floyd, nothing, you know, not taking the case. And also Sam Agrella, who is the lawyer for Breonna Taylor. Sorry, not taking the case. So the ambulance chasers know what's winnable and then what is a real fight. And we're trying to have them do the law to drop this one charge to get the malicious prosecution, okay? What truly what this charge is malicious prosecution, and to get a settlement, a federal settlement and a state settlement. So if anybody is a lawyer that wants to look into this, contact Daniel and we'll give you the information. File. Civil suits, and also criminal complaints. That's who we need behind us here because we're broke. The guy doesn't have no money because he spent it in four other law firms before he got arrested. After he got arrested, he got disgraced. And he, you know, it did a number on him. He's a very rough and hard person to work with now because of all the bullshit that he's been through. And so he has other people speaking up for him. He has a team around him. And we do it for liberty and justice. And that's why I'm here, is to get his message out and to make bad guys pay and to let liberty and justice free again.
Yeah. And it's, man, I mean, like, I get like flashbacks of all the bad experience I have with lawyers from you hearing this. And, you know, not to say all lawyers are bad. I know a few of them that they're really awesome people. But even one of, you know, one of my good friends was a lawyer fighting drug cases, and he ended up that the FBI came around and threw him in prison for bullshit, for doing his job, not breaking any laws, not hurting anybody. But this story is like too familiar about, you know, lawyers that'll charge a couple $100,000 to start on your case. And then once they're like, yeah, you know what? I don't think we can do anything else for you. They just leave. And well, what about all this money that I paid you? And now I have to pay a new lawyer to start from scratch and learn the whole case and do an investigation. And it's absolutely nuts. Some of these guys are just assholes. But as you're talking also about the FBI, I mean, what has the FBI done And I look at, I've got friends who are sitting in prison and jail right now on FBI charges who are good people who hurt absolutely nobody. And yet when there is an actual crime, the FBI usually doesn't want it. It's like the FBI is not, like we like to think of them as the police above the police, right? It's the national police. But that's not what they are at all. They're a tool used by politicians to exert physical force on other people. It is literally the use of force. It is, you know, we want to eliminate competition. We want to protect our business. We want to take out the other political party. We get control of the FBI and we use it against the other political party. But whenever there's a bank robbery, oh, bring in the FBI. Yeah, because the banks are paying a shit ton of money to the federal government. That's all part of the banking cartel system. What has the FBI done for you? I've
ignored us. Nothing. They do what they do.
They did the 9/11 investigation, or part of it. That was shit. They've got what have they done? What has the FBI done? This is your homework, everybody listening. Go home and do your research and tell me, what has the FBI done that's good for humanity? Let's figure that out.
I think you already called it by saying that they are a tool being used to exact force and investigate and intimidate. You don't know. Keith Taylor called Jonathan Miller some bad words. Next day, Ingrid Santiago from Hermosa Beach shows up in Hollywood or Woodland Hills and just say, stop calling this guy bad words, bad names. We're asking you to stop it. That was the first touch of FBI. The Hemp Roundtable chairman got his feelings hurt by his client. Okay, his client on this hemp case, okay? And he called his buddies in Kentucky to get their buddies in California. And FBI showed up at Taylor's doors just saying, cease and desist. If you call him any more bad names, we're hitting you with charges of intimidating and threatening manner. And Keith Taylor was like, I can't call him an effing blah 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 and that, and they're like, no you can't, and he took all my money, no you can't, okay, and he stopped calling Jonathan Miller bad words, and it just trickled down from there. And who's the one that got locked up on intimidating a participant in a legal procedure? Keith Taylor. None of these lawyers did. Okay, and so the FBI is a tool. And they need to get fleeced or washed or housekeeping. But we thought that happened in Spygate, right? That's why I really tried to bring in Epic Times here. Chinese conservatives. And they, we're not going to touch that. You know, they didn't comment anything. And because Epic Times protects the red of America. And Mitch McConnell, Google it. You know, his wife and DOT and all this stuff, they need to just leave political life. They need to get out of the system and let good people do good things. And you said it best, we're seeing market manipulation. We're seeing little guys, little farmers get crushed, get torn apart. We're getting into corporatism where free markets and small business does not exist anymore because the people, the haves with money, use the government to crush out the competition. You saw it in petroleum coke. You're seeing it in cannabis and hemp. Getting the new, you know, you got to regulate it like food now. Do you know how many vape shops are getting hurt because CBD extract now needs to have food regulations in certain states? Virginia, you know, is one of those that took place. So again, if you can use the FDA to crush out competition, corporatism will do it. We are literally handing them the tools to destroy America by not checking them. And that's what this is all about, folks. We are checking and we are documenting, dock it and clock it. We are going to Caroline Maloney and James Comer. You guys are oversight and reform. That's it, folks. So you get Douglas Leaf, those three people in one room, and just say, how are we going to clean up this shit show? Okay? And if they don't, they need to be voted out, because in 2020, they were asked that question. And Douglas needs to resign, because I believe he's appointed. So yeah, there's where it is the FBI.
I think a lot of people need to be voted out. But that's why we're here doing what we're doing. All right. Well, that's our show for today. If you have any, I guess, closing remarks you want to, advice you want to give people, I know we already said, if you're interested in helping out, send me a message, and I'll put you in contact with the right people. We are trying to protect some identities here, of course. And, but yeah, it would be really awesome if you're interested, in getting involved with this, because it is a big story. It is a big issue. And it's, you know, just remember this. Every time you get stopped by a cop for not using your blinker, for not using a turn signal, for going 5 miles over the speed limit, for not wearing your seatbelt, for not having your headlights on, any of that stuff, just remember, while they're giving you a ticket and stealing money from you for that, they're literally acting like drug cartels, stealing from people, taking all kinds of shit, doing whatever they want. And we're paying them salaries. We can't let this shit happen. This is not how a free society functions. So if you're interested in helping, reach out. Mr. Pink, if you have any closing remarks, advice you want to give anyone in general, maybe something that's to bring us back up off of this downer of all this shit that's going on, go for it.
Okay, two things. One, I do want to give out a shout out to Governor Wildstar out in California, and just for people, he's taking an interest in this. Some of the bad guys are in California, so he's going to be doing open letters. He's going to be doing door knocks and swarm. So no matter what part of the country you're in, get with Dan, get with Wildstar, and just realize that we are organized. We're not a bunch of broke, dumb stoners. No, we are, elevated. We are knowledgeable. Okay, we got the nuggets of knowledge here, and you got to learn the story, read the story, and we're here to help you with the story and also the docket and clock it. So Governor Wildstar's helping out on this. Texas and California, baby. I mean, those are the two strong states. You're running for governor and so forth, and we need leaders and giving us, we the people, this chance to expose bad people. Is one. And then the last thing I can say is a simple law phrase, dock it and clock it. The worst thing police want to see is a paper trail, an Excel spreadsheet of every conversation, who, what, when, who was the person, what did they do, when did they do it. If you can start thinking in that type of audit or accountant manner, and be able to challenge people. Wait, look at my evidence log. That is the scariest thing for a Leo, for a law enforcement officer or a Popo to hear coming out of a civilian's mouth, is I got an evidence log that will be read into court testimony. Here we go. So you're only a victim if you give up, okay? Yes, bad things happen to good people. We get that. But get out of the pain and get in community, liberty squads, and you know, people can help one another, and you just got to keep pushed on through it, and we're here to help you as well. And hopefully from this project, from this devastation, we can get just like police abuse. It's a private investigating firm that wanted $1,600 from Keith. It's out there. Hello. Okay. That we're having to pay to get the police investigated. That's where we are, America. So if we can take taxation as theft, if we can take Governor Wildstar, you know, and get a success here, it will catch like fire. And we won't have to have PI firms, you know, and the law firms. We can write attorney malpractice claims, bar complaints, and just sue the attorneys and get them called up. But what people fear is the intimidation and retaliation. And we're seeing it happen here today, folks. So hide your looks, you know. Well, I thank you again, Daniel, for having us on. And we're doing our best here.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that story. It really is, excuse my language, it is fucked up. But this is how the government works. This is how they always do it. So guys, I want to thank you again for tuning in. If you're listening to this on the podcast, make sure you subscribe. If you're watching this on Facebook or YouTube, make sure you also subscribe. Make sure you share it, comment, like it, share it, and comment and like it again. Do all that fun stuff. Make sure to follow. If you heard, Mr. Pink gave a little shout out to the Nugget of Knowledge, or the Nug of Knowledge, which is a new page that we're sticking up on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and we're going to be opening a cannabis store. It's a store with all kinds of fun. Yeah, there you go.
It's a head shop.
There you go. So, all right, guys, thanks again. I'll see you next time. Taxation is theft.